There? Okay, good. Yeah, you can hear me? Okay. So that was just an example of one of the products that we produced. This was disseminated along with the instruments I've been mentioning. So what's the logic behind these kinds of products? All of this list that you can see here and all the other ones that we've been developing. We think that it's very important in all human rights topics, but in this one particularly, to create entry point products, to create attractive things that can draw attention towards these topics, so then we can get to the more complex things. So instead of scaring people away with complex documents, we want to lure them and to attract them and draw them to these topics, to tell them this is happening and this is what you can do. And you can do even more because these other people are doing this as well. So that's the general angle of what we've been producing. I'm going to quickly show you the Trello board we have for the campaign. One very important thing has been a collaboration. I'm going to mention collaborations in a little bit, but our collaborations with the field, with our field presences, with the United Nations Information Centers as well, and other stakeholders as well. So we have almost all the products that we have for the campaign are here. So they are available for field presences, stakeholders, etc. So we maintain this as well updated. I'm going to move forward. So yes, this is one of our products that we've been working on this for the last year. It's, as I was saying, an entry point material which summarizes the DDPA, ICERT, and the Program of Activities of the Decade. We have some copies here. We printed them. They're at the printers right now, so we're going to have them ready to go for distribution to the field, like in a couple of weeks, more or less. But we have a couple here in case you want to take a look. We have some in Spanish, French, and English. Of course, it exists in all UN languages and Portuguese. If you ask yourselves why Portuguese, it's because, of course, we have a lot of work with Brazil particularly. And as you know, unfortunately, racism and racial discrimination, and particularly police brutality, is a huge issue there. So we have a huge constituency there as well. So this is going to be disseminated, both printed and digital as well. So other activities that we have developed are radio initiatives. Radio is still a really good way to reach people, to reach out to people. So for the 31st of August last year, we developed this initiative that the International Day of People of African Descent hits the airwaves. This year we are having a second edition. Last year we covered these places of the world with radio shows, segments, podcasts in many languages, in many countries. Like for instance, the show that we managed to produce in West Africa covered around 16 countries, which was really a really good coverage. This year we're hoping to expand towards Asia as well, and including Australia. So we'll see how it goes. We will let you know. We collaborated extensively with the Human Rights 75 initiative, particularly during March, which was the month dedicated for racial justice. So we kind of merged both campaigns, Learn, Speak Up and Act and Human Rights 75. And well, these are other activities that we've been developing, not the only ones, but the ones that we wanted to highlight the most. We've collaborated with universities, news media, leaders, celebrities. We've supported many mechanisms, such as the Permanent Forum on People of African Descent, the EMLER, the Working Group as well. We've supported the UN Fellowship for People of African Descent. What does this support mean? It means taking pictures and disseminating them, issuing content on social media as well, interviewing people, publishing stories. So this support can mean a different array of can be translated to a different array of products. We've been supporting constantly as well our field presences and the DGC, and of course we've been collaborating with high-profile anti-racism champions. There's a collaboration on the go with Vini Jr., the footballer from Real Madrid, who was attacked, as you, I'm sure you're aware. Well, all of this and more was included in the report that we presented to the Human Rights Council, that the Deputy High Commissioner presented to the Human Rights Council just last session, and it's public, so all of this information to the detail is there as well. Okay, just I'm gonna move forward. I just want to show you how what the resolutions requested from us and the results and the things that we've been working on. I'm not gonna go to the detail on this, but you can take a look at what the resolution said and what we did. So for instance, here they say accessible formats. So we're talking about this A3 postable folder that I showed you, the radio initiatives, which also count as accessible format, the Trello board contents, the dissemination. So I've been mentioning all of this through a different logic, but we wanted you to see that we have actually followed what the resolution said, and we've tried to go beyond in our efforts to further disseminate this content with the resources that we've been given. So I'm going to go through these. I'm not going to get into the detail. There you can see another one. This, for instance, this is going to be very interesting. We've developed a social media report to see how racism, how it happens in social media, particularly following this request by this resolution, the first resolution, and we're going to be disseminating that soon. There, for instance, production of promotional material with a youth-friendly approach. So we have the e-coms tool I talked about. We have the poster as well. We have the videos. We have the champions, right? There, positive examples of the implementation of the convention and the DDPA. We've developed those things too. For instance, the radio initiatives last year, they mentioned the DDPA and translated what the DDPA says, not everything, but parts of it, so it's accessible to the audience, which we think is key. There are a little bit more. Outreach to civil society, engagement with the general public. So as you see, we've tried, we've developed and worked on this in line with the resolutions, but also in line with what we think is the best way to communicate about racism, racial discrimination, and xenophobia. This is extensive, so. Yes, that would be it. And yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.